If there is one thing that this gospel proves, it is that God is a capitalist. Because if you look at what is definite about the master in this reading, is that he wants a return on his capital. And not just a little return, he wants a serious return. If any of you people with the RSPs and TFSAs and all the other acronyms could walk out and have somebody who's your money manager return 100% on your income in whatever time, you'd be very, very happy, right? The difficulty is that it's not just a question of returning interest. It's a question of what one does with what one's been given. And a lot of people who look at this gospel want to be able to just overlook it. They want to think, well, God couldn't be like that, because surely God's not going to expect that much of me. You know, we don't really think often enough of our Father in heaven. We like to think of a grandfather in heaven, the kind that overlooks our faults but doesn't see us that often, right? No, God wants something of us, and he wants something serious of us, because he gives us talents. And you know, we don't really know what a talent is, except that it was a lot of silver, probably between 50 to 80 pounds of silver. That is one big amount of money. So to have given somebody that amount, that many talents, meant you had a lot of confidence in that person. What talents has God given me? Well, you say to yourself, well, me, well, I no, maybe you, Father, but not me, or maybe the one that I'm sitting behind or beside or whatever, but I don't have all those talents. I really don't. What doesn't matter? To each according to their ability. And what's our ability? Our ability is to be able to bring back to the Lord, to be able to bring back to the Lord that which we've been given. Because God gives us an amazing amount, and he wants something back in a magnificent way, in an incredible way, in an infinite, in an eternal way. He wants back what he has given to us. We do this all the time. Don't think of this as something so unusual. When we bring up the gifts, we bring up the gifts and then they're given back, you know. The bread and the wine comes up and we receive the body and blood of the Lord. When we give over our lives to the Lord, what comes back? It comes back to us in a renewed, in a truly eternal fashion. When people are brought to the baptismal font, as every one of you were brought to the baptismal font, we bring an ordinary person to the baptismal font and we get back a child of God. Because that's the kind of exchange with which we're engaged. It's not just a question that everybody's going to have the same. No, that's not true. And we know that. We know that. You look around in life, you don't have to be very old to realize there are some with amazing gifts, eh? With amazing abilities, etc. And then there's the rest of us. And you look around and you say, well, does that mean that God doesn't expect something of us? No, that's not true at all. God expects that we will be able to bring forth fruit. We'll be able to bring forth fruit from what we've been given. And if you're going to wait until you're 50 to do it, you're too late. Because the master will come at an hour you do not know and at a time you do not expect. God will say, what have you done with what I've given to you? And what have you done with the people that I've given to you? Why didn't I put you on that desert island with only three families and a small genetic pool, you know? Why has God put us here in 2017 in the midst of a complex society? Why has God given you the friends you've got, the family you've got, the individuals you've got? Because God expects a return. And what will that return be? It's going to be a different return for you than for you than for you and for me. The return is according to where we are. But a lot of people are afraid of that. That third servant came back in fear and trembling before the master. I think that we have a problem with these talents, with these gifts we've got, for two definite reasons. One is fear. Fear for all kinds of things. Fear for what people will say about us, or whether I'm going to succeed or fail. How many times people say, I can't be involved in any kind of bringing forth of the glory of God, because what if I fail? What if I screw up? What if I do this? What if I do that? So what? What if you do? Better to have attempted to succeed than not to attempt at all. You don't often hear me quote Wayne Gretzky, but he said, you know, you miss all of the shots you don't take. Isn't that true? And the same thing is true for us. How many times have we been able to really think of saying, what is our goal? How will I be able to bring forth the power of God in my own life and with the people around me? We are called to be able to attempt it. To be able to attempt it. You may not be able to bring forth, you know, 100%. Don't knock bringing forth the 2%. You all know the interest rates nowadays, they're not much. And that's all the master wanted of somebody. He said, at least You could have invested with your what I'd been given, what I'd given you, I should say, and received interest back. And you may not think that that 2% adds up to much. How many people are here at this Mass today? Add up the 2%, and that's an awful lot of people. And if you think to yourself, I'm too busy because I have my children, I have my job, I have my family, I have the problems in my life. No, you've been given those children. Just think of the investment in those children, the compound interest of those children, to be able 1 year after another, to be able to bring forth the fruits of the Lord. Remember what that first reading is about. That first reading talks about a woman who has these gifts that she uses. She constantly uses day and night. The lamp doesn't go out. She constantly uses it because she girds herself with strength and she makes her arms strong. She works at it. And we're called to work at it too. And that brings me to the second problem. The second problem is sloth. Sloth is one of the deadly sins for a reason. I'm going to get around to that. Not that you ever say that, I'm sure, but I sure say it. Sometime, someday, I'm going to get around to doing that. But gee, I want to see the end of the House of Cards on Netflix, you know, or whatever it is. Someday I'm going to get around to that. And all of a sudden, your children and your grandchildren are gone. Isn't that true? I'm going to get around to that. And I'm going to talk to my friends about whatever it is in terms of the faith. And you move on or they move on. The time that we have is now. Here we are at the end of our year, our liturgical year. Next week will be Christ the King, which is the very end of the liturgical year, and we start another one. And we have to ask ourselves, what will this new year be like? Look back, that's true, but look ahead. Look ahead and say, how is God calling me to take what it is that I have out of that ground, that hole in the ground, and to be able to use it, to give me that wisdom that is truly the gift that we've all been given, that prudence, that knowledge of the people around us to say, how can we bring forth the power and the certainty of the Lord to overcome fear? To say, Lord, cast out that fear from my heart. To give us that sense of activity so that we're called then to recognize that we're to act on what we're to do. And I know people say, oh, that's great, and you can rev it out in a sermon and that's fine. But the truth is that the common good of the church, the common direction, the common goal of the church, that's us, is done by all of us. You may have heard me say before, you know, from an old textbook from many, many decades ago, there was a line that I often remember which says, I'm only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. And because I can't do everything, I won't refuse to do the little that I can do. We're all called to that equality of opportunity that the Lord brings forth to us. Let's take this time now then. Here, at this Eucharist, this great exchange and return of gifts, to be able to ask ourselves, what is it that you're calling me to do, Lord, with my gifts? And how are you calling me to bring forth not just in the 2%, but the manifold fruits that are the certainty of all those who follow the Lord?